Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John Fanta, Cleveland's own host, Fox College Basketball, the Big East shoot around. The man has too many jobs. He's John Fanta. He joins us now. John, what's up, buddy?
Nick, JP, I appreciate any restaurant talk. Good to be with you guys.
That's good. You're here to save the show because I'm having like 12 brain farts in a row. When you go to, do you order the same thing at the same restaurant?
Well, you know, I will try to dice it up. I mean, now, look, when I go back to Cleveland and some of my favorite spots, I'll shout them out. Why not? Not to give too much free advertising, but like if I go to Joe's Deli in Rocky River, I have to have the corned beef.
Have to.
If I go to Mitchell's Tavern in Westlake, I've got to have the wings. So there's certain places that like you just know what you've got to get. But I will say by being out here in New Jersey now, which is where I live full time, I get back to Cleveland here and there, because of all of the Italian to choose from, I feel like I'm shorting myself if I just order the chicken parm every single time at you know, restaurant X. So I think for me, as I've gotten older, I've learned you gotta toss it up a little bit. But I am in the mode of like if I'm even feeling remotely like I just need to go with, you know, what got me here, like I got it's a comparable to an Emmanuel Class A in the ninth inning. Like at the end of the day, if there's a staple spot for me and I know that this dish is going to get me the save and I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to digest it easily, why would I go with anything different? So I can see that belief and I probably follow that school of thought more times than not, but coming to the Northeast has kind of forced me to get outside of my comfort zone a little bit from the cuisine side.
All right, you brought up Class A. Let's talk Guardians. Jeff Passan, local kid, also like you, local kid, doing national stuff, doing great work. But today he came out with a column, and he said whether or not the Guardians should be, you know, you got the buyer-sellers type stuff. And he offered up Carlos Santana potentially as a trade piece. Are we at that spot, John? Are you thinking about trade pieces for this Guardians team as a buyer or a seller?
A seller? That is the biggest joke I've heard in a while. They're not a seller. They have one of the best records in the American League. It's the Detroit Tigers, it's the New York Yankees, and then after that, it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cleveland with the next best win percentage. They're not selling? That's ridiculous. That is one of the craziest things I've heard. I know that Jeff does a terrific job. I don't want to get in a fight with Jeff Passan.
I think
he does a terrific job. But the thought that right now in the first week of June, anybody's suggesting selling. Look at this wild card picture right now. And I know you want to look at the division picture, and that's why I do think that the defining stretch of this Guardian season begins tonight. Because their June is a monster of a month. Just look at this week in which you start with the Yankees and the Astros. And then after the Reds, who you struggled with the first time around and that you got swept, you got to go west to face the Mariners, Giants, and the Athletics. it's not an easy month for them. But I don't know if Jeff was told, hey, you got to go with a buy scenario, you got to go with a sell scenario from his editor. That to me is ridiculous, considering the fact that I think this team, if I were to grade their performance thus far, it would be like a B. I don't think they've played anywhere close to their best baseball. Oh, by the way, we said last week they're going to look a heck of a lot different in a month than they look now, in that they're going to have Shane Bieber back. Things are tracking for him to be back. We know that DeLauder and Tafis could add something to this team. Yeah, right field I want to see get figured out. Nolan Jones has been a different player the last week than he was earlier in the season. The idea that we're suggesting them as sellers is short-sighted.
John, let me put some...
Losing mentality. They are not going to sell at the deadline, nor should they. They should be thinking buy.
Nick and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I want to give some context here because he is a local kid, and I want to give him some context.
Zero context. He's dead to me.
he goes, their starting rotation still without Shane Bieber is just okay. Their lineup is Swiss cheese. Their defense is middle of the pack, and yet they persist pesky as ever. 1 year after winning the AL Central, the Guardians are treading water, and if they're not careful, they'll be taking it on soon enough.
Okay, so they're treading water, but I could flip it and say they've played far from their best, and they still have the third best record in the American League. Right?
That's how we did it earlier. Same thing. It was like we looked at it as if it was a positive that you could have what he calls a Swiss cheese lineup, and you're still the third best record in the American League.
Unfair shot at Swiss cheese, which is awesome.
Good point by you.
But I like the Swiss. Yeah, a bit of an unfair. I'm more of a monster cheese guy myself.
I'm a pepper jack guy myself, but yeah, Swiss cheese is in the top five cheeses.
I'm just cheese. I'm just a cheese guy.
Team cheese.
Sure, any cheese to begin with. That's right. And the subject matter,
big cheese sometimes
for me would show that I enjoy cheese. Here's the thing though, fellas. This is where so this caters to the argument that I hate. It's no fun. I think both of you have that buddy out there who's like this. I've gotten this text message the last couple of weeks of like, well, you know, the Yankees and the Dodgers, and then there's the Mets, and, you know, even the Cubs are having a strong year. And well, you know, the Tigers, we can't get past the Tigers. Well, who's to say that? They took 3 of 4 from the team that is above them in the division. I'm telling you right now, if after this month, and we talk weekly, so we'll be monitoring this, if after this month, this team, this Cleveland team, because if you look at Detroit's schedule, they've got the White Sox right now, and it's a very easy month for them. I think they got the Pirates coming up. The Tigers have a very easy month. If the Guardians are 5 or less back heading into the All-Star break, people might be like, well, they're 5 games back. That's still a lot of games. Things can change quickly. Look at the division last year when the Guardians started to unravel. Then they lost the division lead. Then they took it back. They ended up being the best ball club. I just think that this team has been far from their best baseball. They've got to stay. They got to keep treading this month. They don't have to like accelerate in the pool this month because of how much of a gauntlet this month is. But if you look at the back half of their schedule, there's a real window for them to make a move. And I'm in the class of, if you are in position in baseball, the playoffs are about who gets hot and who stacks it the most together. You could sit here and talk about the heavyweights and who spends the most money, and I know that that is a discrepancy. I know that people dislike baseball because of that, but it's a loser mentality. It's a loser mentality to sit there as the Cleveland fan or as anybody in our town and say, well, because they don't spend, I don't believe in them, so I check out and I don't watch. I'm not saying any of you guys are saying that, but I do sometimes sense that with Guardian fans, or, you know, I put quote marks around that, when some of those same people have been showing up every Sunday for the better part in the last quarter century with hope for what sometimes has been 4-12 or 3-13. I don't get how mixed up sometimes that can be in our town. Just appreciate the fact that this club was in the ALCS last year, that they've won a lot of damn baseball games over the last decade. They were in a World Series just 9 years ago, and they're going to be in a division race again. You could be the Orioles. You could be the White Sox. There's a lot of poor positions to be in. This team's far, far, far from that. They start a big stretch tonight, and I think they're going to start to stack better baseball together. And, oh, by the way, they've been pretty solid thus far.
John Fanta on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Cleveland Zone, college basketball on Fox, the Big East shoot around. So many, many jobs there. Looking to the Cavaliers here, we've had plenty of talks about the core four and what you do with it. And one thought is that, again, looking at the Darius Donovan relationship, that Donovan doesn't need a right-hand man. Do you think Donovan Mitchell in this offense needs a right-hand man?
Well, I think in today's NBA, every person that's in his shoes needs a right-hand man. But I respect you if you sit here and say you don't think Darius Garland is that right-hand man. Now, if you believe that he is the right-hand man and you want to run it back, I'll sit here and say, you know, status quo in the NBA, it doesn't work. You at some point, you've got to do some things that maybe are outside the box that are maybe bold. Now, I've seen some of the trade ideas. I'm sure you guys have seen the trade idea machine rev up. And some of those trade ideas are out there and ridiculous and I think outlandish. I have been on record on this show saying that I would look to move Darius Garland, who I think is a good player. I think he's a good basketball player. I think I don't know if he's ever been more appetizing from a strong move for the Cavaliers than he is right now. He's coming off of a tremendous regular season, and he's still young, and he's a bucket-getting guard who can help an organization win. He's very well-liked in the organization. He works hard. Darius Garland has a lot of good traits. It just doesn't work in Cleveland, in my humble opinion, to the degree of what is now the goal. It is the very reason why the New York Knicks just fired Tom Thibodeau. The Cavaliers are in the discussion of win a championship. Donovan Mitchell needs a right-hand man. I don't think. Or two right-hand men, right? Two guys that can be alongside him. A la Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now has Chet Holmgren. And guys, if you're watching these playoffs, you've learned Jalen Williams is a stud. He is an absolute stud who helps that Thunder team on both ends of the floor and gets them timely buckets as well. I think the structure of NBA teams is changing, and I don't think it's just Donovan Mitchell's show. You know, this is not 07-08 LeBron James just leading, and the sporting cast is better than that. But Darius Garland, unfortunately, guys, there's been more cons than pros, injuries or not, when it matters most. And you don't have some Father Time glass that says, oh, we've got years to still figure this out. I do think you've got to look hard in the mirror and say, yeah, Donovan needs a right-hand man. Darius Garland just wasn't that guy.
John, will you be surprised if they actually do break up the core four? I know what you said in regards to Garland.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Would I be surprised if they broke it up?
Yeah.
I think they're going to. I mean, I really do end up think that they do. Because I don't know how you can I don't know how you could continue to say, you talk about toughness, and like you guys have spent time on it, and as have we, it just, to me, there comes a certain time where it's like you keep sitting in bed late at night, and you're talking to yourself about the problem, about the issue, and you're like, yeah, just keep chipping away, keep chipping away, keep chipping away. It's just, if the NBA is not built that way, guys. I don't subscribe to that. And you could keep chipping and chipping and chipping away and never get there. And I think the Cavaliers, like, to me, they're still closer to the first round in the semis than you could say that they are to the finals. The conference finals showed it. Watch the style which these teams play. They're locking down each other defensively. They're making each other earn it. The Cavs, again, got out-willed. You got out-willed. You keep getting out-willed in these playoffs. And you do have a superstar who's in the prime of his career. You got to capitalize on that. And status quo, to me, it always signals an alarming, there's an alarm in the back of your head that says, what if it doesn't work? Because then if it doesn't work, then things can go from making one move to, okay, it didn't work at all, to then making moves that are totally out of control and could set you back a couple of years, but you felt like you then had to do it because you were left with no choice. I think right now, go and try to fix one of the parts to what is a well-running car in the regular season, even in the first round, but you got to find that tinker. And it wasn't just changing the coach. I think that the Cavaliers have a good machine, but for it to become great, sometimes you've got to make a swap that could be questionable in the moment, but ends up helping you in the long run. And that's why I don't think when people are like, well, should they blow up the core four? Why is changing one piece blowing it all completely up? That's why I'm more in favor of just tinkering one piece of the core four rather than doing this huge blow up idea. It's not that. It doesn't have to always be one extreme to the other.
John, looking to the big news of the day in the NBA, the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau despite three straight playoff trips, none of which ended in a first-round playoff exit, and this last year they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you make of that decision by the Knicks?
When the Knicks and the Pistons were even at a game apiece, I was at the Garden for Game 2, and the entirety of the people who are knee-deep with the Knicks and covering them daily, the entirety of that pool, you know, through just conversations and texts and calls and just chatter, was saying Tibbs is going to be out. They're going to make a change. Leon Rose doesn't have much flexibility here. And it was, you know what it reminded me of, guys? It reminded me of JB a year ago. It's funny because JB Bickerstaff was doing to Tom Thibodeau what Jamal Mosley was doing to J.B. Bickerstaff the year prior to that, where it was like, yeah, the Cavs won the series, but I will say this is still stunning. I mean, you had your best season in 25 years, and you go to the conference finals, and yes, Indiana looked like the team of destiny. You did unravel in Game 1. That Game 1 choke job will live on in New York sports infamy forever. But it's like anything, guys, and don't we know coaching changes in our town? When you start to hear the rumblings or the chatter that there may be a falling out or there may be, you know, sides in disarray, in this realm of the NBA, in this era especially, look at my...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Mike Malone. Michael Malone won a title 2 years ago. Now he's out on the street. He's going to get a job. But the coaches do become the scapegoats. That's how it always has worked. The Knicks don't have much personnel flexibility. And Tibbs was not good at managing his bench. He was the negative feedback you could always say was that he overplayed his starters and that they would wear out, and that did happen to a degree. But to me, the 6 years prior to Tibbs' arrival, the Knicks were a joke. They had a 30% winning percentage. They didn't go to the playoffs. He took them 4 out of 5 into the conference finals. The grass isn't always greener. I don't know who you're going to find, realistically, that's that much of an upgrade. I think that more than anything is why I sit here and say, man, Nick's going to Nick, because if let's just say you mess up this hire, and I say the chances are better that you mess it up than you get it right. Be careful what you wish for, New York. Be careful what you wish for.
John, we got a boogie, buddy, but great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, JP.
When he said Nick's going to Nick, I thought he was talking about me. For a second, I was like, okay, yes, I will. Great stuff with John Fanta there. When we come back, one thing Donovan might not need. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
So it's got to take pressure off. And so the problem, I think, and why Minnesota is so well tied to Darius Garland in any of these conversations is what happened in the postseason, Nick. In the very finals, the Western Conference Finals, everyone just attacked Ant-Man, and it just made his life difficult, and they didn't have a true second scoring threat to be able to help out. He didn't have that right-hand man that we're talking about, hence why they're talking about for Darius Garland, because Darius and Ant would alleviate some of that, and then they wouldn't just be able to crowd Minnesota the way that they were able to do so.
Ironically, it's also part of the problem with the Cavs and the Pacers series.
Yeah, in many ways.
Because Darius wasn't healthy second half of the series and wasn't on the court for the first two games.
So we got a glimpse into the what the future would look like without Darius that way and without a true second right hand.
I think this is why, like, when I have constructed during trade me, like a Darius and Struce and Isokoro, because he's ice cold because he can't hit a damn shot, for Trey Murphy and Murray. Like, okay, Murray can be your guy that maybe sets the table, but he's not a high-usage player and can get out of the way. So, like, some of what Darius does is super important, but any off-season moves they make, they have to make sure to get a facilitating point guard. That's the catch-22 here. You just need to get a guy that's a little more low usage and maybe more of a catch and shoot kind of guy, so right, everybody else can get their touches.
Well, that's the thing, the catch and shoot part of it. So you still need somebody that can not only knock down a shot, but can also draw attention away, so you don't have the same thing that just happened to Anthony Edwards. Like, I mean, there's a reason why Minnesota's hunting right now. There's a reason why Orlando's hunting that way. Like, I mean, it's trying to thread that needle is so hard in the NBA, but obviously teams are going to try to do it.
Now, the only thing I might push back on is the standing pat thing. I don't know there's ever been a time in the NBA where you might just want to stand pat, and I'm not speaking specific to the Cavs, I'm speaking big picture, okay, thinking of like even the Knicks, because the margin, the setup to win a championship this year is not going to be all that different next year, but it's going to be different enough that if you're 5% of being 5% away of being a champion this year, that 5% might just close the gap by virtue of you have a different path to the NBA Finals. In the case of like the Knicks, another year together.
I mean, have you checked what my friends in the desert are saying for the 2026 NBA Finals?
I have not.
Cavs are the third best odds.
All right, who's got the first two?
The teams you would think they would, the Thunder and then the Celtics.
Okay. But like,
So like the, clearly they still believe in what this team is doing, and they believe in the idea of if you stayed all together. Now, there's still a lot of movement that is yet to happen in the NBA, though.
No, that's fair. And the Celtics could change rapidly if they decide to move on
to that team.
From Jaylen Brown, which still feels a little far-fetched to me. But specific to what I think Big Weege was saying last night, he does need a right-hand man. But the right-hand man has to roll up to what he does. And that's why, like, Terry Pluto on his own podcast and on with the Morning Boys earlier this week was like, mm-hmm. I'd do Darius Garland for Jalen Suggs for a heartbeat. All under the idea of Jalen still might be a little underrated, and he rolls up perfectly to what, not perfectly, but he rolls really well into what you want to do with Donovan.
I think you need somebody. Like, I think the idea that you could get rid of Darius and then just let it be the Donovan Mitchell show, and then whatever Evan wants to do with his own usage rate and everything attached to that, like, I just think you need more than that. Now, you don't want to take away the idea that Donovan has been benefited by the fact that Darius has been there the entire time. I know we look at it like it's such a downward thing, but he has been benefited. It's been a beneficial partnership in the idea that he's gotten a lot of open looks and open opportunities because you have to cover Darius.
So beyond the fact that you will need a starting point guard, if the expectation going forward is Donovan is your starting point guard and your best player, you're going to end up where Anthony Edwards has been and why Minnesota's looking at a player like Darius Garland, why they'd be interested in him. So that's the first part. The second part is he does need a wingman in the literal sense of, like, he won't be able to do it himself. And I do think there's an element of Evan can be part of that wingman, but like, if I could construct a team out of thin air today,
yeah,
I would want a guard, whether it's a combo guard or a true point guard, that can score on all three levels the way that Donovan does and facilitate, but maybe it's not the most important thing. Like, even people forget Steph is not, like, he is a point guard. Not necessarily the greatest facilitator ever. He can do it, but that's not like his lead skill. The offense takes a lot of that off. Draymond took a lot of that off of his kind of thing. The second thing would be a three-level wing player who can facilitate, or, you know, whether it's create shots for himself or other people. So, okay, there's another piece of that load off the guard. And then a big that can do a little bit of that as well while also playing in the post and playing in the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have two of those things. Then you have Evan Mobley. I think we are just scratching the surface with Evan. And I think he can be so many of the things that I just described.
Yeah.
And actually more, because it was a kind of dribbling down of it. I think Donovan can be that guy. Now the question is, can you turn Darius into somebody who can be that? Because you're probably not going to get the guy that is that already for Darius straight
up. See, I don't think you're changing any part of Darius at this point. I know he's still young enough. We could talk about that. But
I was saying trading him for the player that can be
that.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were trying to, like, change him into something that he isn't.
No, and I should specify, by the way, I'm talking big wing. Not a wing, because, like, Max Strus is a wing. He's
which right
wing.
Now is the hardest thing to find in the NBA.
I'm saying guard, big wing, and then obviously Evan, who's more of a big.
Yeah, again, which is it's the hardest thing to find right now. But Darius clearly has value out there. That's kind of the what I've learned in the past couple days and really past week or so in talking about Darius and how the league perceives him. He's got a lot of value out there. And it still might end up being a trade where it'd be like 85 cents on the dollar, but it's not nearly as it's not gonna be a bloodbath of sorts where you're like, wow, we got fleeced.
Not like it was a year ago.
No, it's all about the fit.
Okay. So a year ago, you're probably not getting Trey Murphy for Darius Garland.
Which what's amazing is that his value hasn't been tanked and it hasn't killed in a series where he once again got injured. And it's not like he should have been able to up his value in any sort of way.
I actually think and it's so weird because it's two games. The two first games of Miami where he was electric, I think that did so much more for his stock. Because you saw when he was healthy, he was an electric player and he was lighting up Miami. Even if it was aided by the fact you got Donovan and Evan on the same thing.
I know, but oddly enough, if I was trading for Darius, if I was Minnesota, let's say, half of the concern, more so than whether or not he was a perfect fit, would be around whether or not he is healthy enough.
So, yes, but I think, all right, so like with Jalen Suggs, you can't say he needs to get stronger, right? You can't. No, he's 6'5". He's a guard, but he's a combo guard. He's not just a point guard. But he's a bigger build guy. With Darius, The whole he just needs to gain weight and get in the weight room, that's like a legitimate thing that I think NBA teams would bank on.
Or maybe just stop using your head as a missile into people's...
I think it's more that there's like a GPS inside his dome that just finds contact
It's like a magnet more than anything?
Yes, it's a magnet.
It just gears towards people's hips for some reason?
Shots in the face. 216-474-0092. Does Donovan need a right-hand man? Yes, but it's a lot more complex on where the right-hand man is and how it looks. If it's just about the backcourt, no, he just needs a point guard to help him distribute. But if we talk about big picture, like to win a championship, a right-hand man in terms of like carrying the load of super, yes, absolutely. Every player does. Singular players aren't doing it in the NBA as of right now. And he went from no-no to oh yeah in a matter of about four games. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. You hear him on this show every single Tuesday of the MMQB, the great Albert Breer, who actually just wrote something on takeaways about the Browns and Joe Flacco. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing all right here. Coasting into summer groove. How about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I every so often a player has video get out of on a boat with some people and some substances, and got to react to those sorts of things. But otherwise, it's a quieter time of year.
I like that you, me, JP, and America all learned about pink cocaine at the same time. I think that says something about the character of us.
Yeah, didn't know it could be pink.
It made me feel pretty old, to be honest, guys. Like, the fact that I'm Googling it, like, it's like, isn't that something like that, like, your dad would do when he, like, found out something was floating around at school or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So, definitely made me feel my years not knowing what that was and then having to Google it to figure out what it was.
Let's see, what dads would do is dad would Google it and then call you and be like, don't do the pink cocaine, as if it were a realistic option in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. So I it's been an educational couple of weeks, for sure.
Albert, we were reading your takeaways on Joe Flacco and the crowded quarterback competition. It starts off with you loving Joe Flacco's perspective. Walk us through that.
Yeah, I just think it's cool, like, to talk to a guy who, I made this point to somebody earlier. It kind of sounds like you're talking to the ace pitcher of your beer league softball team. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And I mean that the most endearing way possible. It's just he doesn't take himself too seriously. And he really has an appreciation for the dream that he's living, you know. And I at one point in our conversation, I stopped him and I said, like, it sounds like you're saying you go from saying you have to do these things to get yourself ready to play an NFL season to I get to do these things. And this is really cool that I get to do this still at my age. And, he sort of agreed with that, you know, like that he gets.
Albert.
Working on Albert there.
I think it's sort of interesting, like, in that way, in that, like, he hasn't been in this position in 6 years, guys. I don't know if people realize that, but 2019 was the last time that at this point in the year, it looked like he had a realistic shot to be his team's week one starter. And that was with the Broncos. So I think he appreciates the opportunity he has in front of him, appreciates just getting to play in the NFL, appreciating the process, and is in a really good frame of mind. And I would think that that'll probably rub off with the guys around him, particularly in that quarterback room, which is a good thing for the Browns.
Sam Monson was on the Morning Boys earlier today with Ken and Anthony, and he said the Browns are wasting time playing Joe Flacco. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Why?
I think the contention there was you got to find out what you have with the two rookies, or if you can turn Kenny Pickett into some sort of Sam Darnold reclamation project. That's more of a worthwhile venture.
See, I think if we were talking about like a first round pick, then I might agree with that. Like I mean, we don't know what Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel even look like in like a full on NFL practice yet. You know what I mean? Like, so I have a hard time saying that without knowing exactly what they are. Because if they aren't ready, that's not fair to the other guys to play them. You know what I mean? Like, so I understand, like, that 30,000 foot view. I used to think that way, you know, like, well, like, let's just find out what we have so we'll be ready to go in 2026. I mean, if you're Myles Garrett, how would you look at that? If you're Denzel Ward, how would you look at that? If you're Joe Bitonio, like a number of guys, if you're David Njoku, like, how would you look at that? Like, you'd probably say, like, that's a year of my career, and I don't know how many years I've got left, you know? So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I think that's an important piece of it is, like, if it's close to even, then I totally get the idea of playing the young guy. But we have no idea yet if those guys even have the capability of getting into that ballpark by the time it's going to be decision time for them, you know, decision time for the Browns. So, like, I think they owe it to the other guys in the team to give everybody, especially after what they went through the last couple of years, the best possible answer at quarterback. And if that's Joe Flacco, it's Joe Flacco. If it's close, then I think we're having a different argument. But, you know, if it's clear, then I think you have to give it to the guy who's clearly your best option.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we talk about your Browns here. Albert, the Browns roster was ranked 32nd out of 32 teams in the NFL by PFF. And the quarterback kerfuffle here from another outlet was ranked 32nd, which is wild because the Saints exist. But what matters more to wins and losses with this team specifically? The winner of this quarterback derby and how they perform, or the rest of the team around them?
No, I think it's the roster. I mean, I think, like, when you built the quarterback room the way that you built it, you're going to be probably managing the position to a degree this year at best, right? Like, so, like, if you have to manage that position, then that's about the other 10 guys in the huddle. And it's about, like, the overall makeup of the team. And, you know, it becomes, like, can you come up with a formula for winning? And I don't know that that path is going to include an elite passing game, right? So let's say that path is you have your quarterback throwing for 250 yards a game, a couple touchdowns, maybe he gets picked off once per game, right? And then you've got a really strong running game and a dominant defense. Like, that to me feels like the most likely path that the Browns would have to getting back to the playoffs this year, or at least contending for a playoff spot. So, I mean, that doesn't make the quarterback irrelevant. Of course, the quarterback's important. It's the most important position in sports. But it also makes DeJuan Jones important. It also makes Quinshon Judkins important. It makes Dylan Sampson important. It makes the guys on defense important, too. It makes Mason Graham important, you know? So, look, I look at the most feasible path for them to have a winning team this year. And I just don't think that I don't think the most realistic thing is that you're suddenly going to have an elite player at the quarterback position. Maybe it happens. I don't know what sort of odds I'd put on that, but like maybe it happens. But I think the more reasonable path is like you've got a defense that I think has got a chance to be really good. And so how can you build a team that looks like, you know, it can win with that defense and shorten games with its running game. And again, like, I think that makes a lot of people important if that's the equation that you're going to win with.
Albert, I saw you and Connor Orr did like a realistic goal for every team in the NFL. And I know you started with the AFC East, but if you were to give your realistic goal for the Browns, what would that be? And you can hang back a little bit. I don't want a spoiler out there, but what does it look like for you?
I was going to say, don't spoil our AFC show. I would think for the Browns, like a realistic area to be in is competing for the playoffs in December. They were an 11-win team 2 years ago. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with the other teams in their division. But I think if Aaron Rodgers is there, if the Bengals are locked in the way I think a lot of people, myself included, expect them to be locked in, then it's going to be a tough division to compete in. Right. Like, and it's going to be a tough road to hoe to get to the playoffs. But, you know, I think based on like the makeup of, you know, the gutsier roster where, you know, you've continued to be in on, again, like Garrett, Ward, Batonio, and some of the older offensive linemen that you have on top of that. Like, I still think like if that's where you're at in your building process, then you should expect to have a team that's contending for the playoffs that looks attractive for some sort of quarterback, whether that's one you already have or somebody you'd be pursuing in 2026.
Albert, is this the week for Aaron Rodgers?
Good question. I think it's important that he's there on the 10th. You know, like I think for the Steelers it's important. So, and if he shows up for the mini camp next week, and that's it. They break for summer, and then it's just training camp. So, I mean, I think you wouldn't be asking a lot, you know, of Aaron Rodgers if you ask him just to come to the mini camp to get his feet wet, get to know his teammates, get to know his surroundings, and get to work on building an offense for 3 days next week. I don't think he's a killer if he doesn't show up, but I think it is important to the Steelers that he's there if at all possible.
All right, Albert, one final question. So before we let you go here, we got about 45 seconds. Do you order the same thing every time you go to the restaurant?
No. Do you?
Well, if it's like a restaurant I know that is awesome with, let's say, chicken parm, and they're like, that's what they do best, and I like it there, I never go off the menu. I get the chicken parm there.
I guess that depends, yeah. I mean, I would say there are probably some places like that. There are other places that I'll go to regularly that I have a rotation. I think that's probably most common for me.
That's,
you know,
where I'm at.
I don't know. If I know I like a few things, like I might go on a rotation. I think that would probably be my go-to, unless there's something that's just so off the charts good that I have to get it every time.
We're both rotation guys. Albert, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Albert Breer there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with Albert. We will react to what Albert had to say. There'll be a little bit of it in the lead. We'll also get to it at 520 on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.